And now some news that may bring a little relief to a lot of parents and kids. In the Wallet Hub list ranking bullying, Hawaii is in the bottom 10. Jill Gonzalez is a Wallet Hub spokesperson, is the Wallet Hub spokesperson, and she joins us now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for making time for us. So in looking at this, the states where bullying is clearly an issue are states that don't necessarily have anti-bullying laws, but many of them do. How can it be that they can be so poorly regulated?
Yeah, so we looked at three different categories here. One was the anti-bullying laws that you mentioned. Another was bullying prevalence, which, of course, hopefully is decreased by these laws, but it's not always the case. And finally, we're seeing bullying impact and the environment around it. So everything from the percentage of high schoolers that feel sad, that are afraid to go to school, or that attempt suicide.
When we saw Hawaii come in near the bottom of that list, there were, two reasons that came to mind, because there are anti-bullying laws here and also an awareness that's been building over years for that. What does that look like when you look at the entire United States? Were there any parts of the United States where you find bullying to be particularly prevalent as a region, or is this all smattered all over the place?
Unfortunately, yes. We did see a little bit of a trend toward the Bible Belt in southern states. Many of those states still do not have many districts that are enumerating LGB and LGBT protections to this day. We also have many that are not really fully recognizing cyberbullying or criminalizing cyberbullying as Hawaii is.
Hawaii and Alaska are often compared to each other for a lot of reasons, but distinctly different as they've come out in your survey.
Yes, very. So Alaska is actually near the top of this list in terms of states with the biggest bullying problems. Alaska was right at number 10. And many reasons for that is because it does not have really a tenth of the anti-bullying laws and prevention steps that Hawaii does have.
As we look at this to go forward with it, I mean, Hawaii being where it is, listed as number 38, and we should say that there were a few states that you could not include in this, just a handful of them, so only 46 are listed. But although we are at number 38, nothing to be complacent about.
That's correct. So some areas, Hawaii is certainly setting the standard. One of those is what we touched on earlier. I mean, 100% of school districts in Hawaii enumerates those LGB and LGBT protections. Only the District of Columbia, of course, not a state, but we did include it. Only the District of Columbia is up at that 100% mark. No other state comes close to it, save maybe New Jersey, Maryland, and even they are not yet at 80% of their districts. So that's somewhere where Hawaii is certainly setting the gold standard, but there are certainly some other areas where it could do a little bit better. One of them was including cyberbullying as not only an electronic harassment, which it does, and a school sanction, which it does, but a criminal sanction. In Hawaii right now, that is proposed legislation and is not yet in effect yet.
And we've had that conversation for quite a number of years, as long as we've been talking about some of the other legislation that has passed. What do you think will make the difference in making that criminal?
Well, unfortunately, the prevalence of bullying in Hawaii has definitely decreased. So I think because it's decreased, people have stopped talking about really passing that bill. Right now, the bullying incidence rate is at around 18.5%. That was one of the lowest in the country. Cyberbullying is less than that at under 15%, again, one of the lowest in the country. So because that prevalence is shrinking in Hawaii, I don't know what that push is going to be that needs to make the criminal act of cyberbullying into an actual law.
Or even if some will say that it's at all necessary given the figures that you've just given us.
Exactly.
Jill Gonzalez, thank you very much for a quick conversation this morning.
Anytime.
Jill Gonzalez is the spokesperson for Wallet Hub, a personal finance website. She's been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Kiplinger. And if you want to have a look at the rankings of the states for bullying, we'll have that on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.